Jeremy Camp, keep me in the moments here on Moody Radio. It's 5 after. Glad you've tuned in here to Don and Steve in the morning. Well, Michelle Rickett is the founder and CEO of She Is Safe and has a book out called Forgotten Girls, Stories of Hope and Courage. And this weekend, this Sunday, the International Day of the Girl. But before we get to those, Michelle, I want to start with this. What is She Is Safe? What do you guys do?
Well, She Is Safe as a Christ-centered ministry just outside of Atlanta's where the headquarters is, but we work in about 8 countries of the world with programs of prevention, rescue, and restoration as we exalt Christ for women and girls who are most likely to be sold. All the research tells us where those places are, and if you overlay a map of those who are least reached with the gospel, they're the same places. So there is a direct connection between those places, those people and families who embrace Christ and the elevation of women and girls as image bearers. We know how Jesus treated women so wonderfully. So we want to take the message of Christ, but also very practical things that can help get people out of sex trafficking in particular, and into a whole new life with skills and the ability to be self-sustaining.
Let's look at some of those things, Michelle. What are some of those practical things that you're teaching and training so that lives are being transformed? And then, of course, we'll talk about the gospel, but let's look at those practical things first.
Well, very often, those women and girls who are most vulnerable for being sold live in places that devalue women and girls to the point that food has been withheld from them. Their brothers eat and they get what's left over. So they grow up malnourished. They are often either sold into marriage very early and suffer from childbirth because they're still children when they give birth. They've been left out of education often, or they may have a little or none. So these are the things that sort of tie their hands behind their backs as far as being able to forge a pathway forward. So we want to provide, first of all, safety, a way that they can get either to a safe location or into a safe home, depending on their age. Then we learn, what is this person gifted to do? We will provide training for them. We help them form groups together. We call them She Is Safe transformation groups because the women there are transformed in every way that a person can be transformed. They will learn to save and put their resources together and watch their money grow. And then they decide together what they're going to invest in each other, some new business, a micro business, or something that they might do as a collective together. And in that way, they're a support system for each other. And these groups are led by local Christian women that we have trained. We've created the curriculum. My husband, Daniel, and our director for international ministries, Katie Anderson, and other staff members are now, it's being translated. And basically we have several generations of women who are taking this to their communities and beyond where we imagined it could go.
It's so cool to hear what you are doing. We only have about a minute before we have to take a break. So just hopefully a quick question here. How big of a problem is this actually? I mean, can you give us a sense of the scale?
Yes. So the research says conservatively about 40 million slaves in the world today, more slaves than any other time in human history. And 99% of sex slaves are female. And that's one reason why when I first learned about the selling of girls, we were missionaries overseas, I was shocked to see how pervasive it was. But thank God he's invited us in.
Yeah, well, he's given you an opportunity to do something, and we're going to find out more of what that something is in just a few moments. Just an incredible ministry that you are doing, and so grateful for that. Yeah. Well, that's the scale. But what can we actually do? I mean, can with your when you're looking at 40 million people, can the church make a difference? And if so, how do you make that difference? We'll talk with Michelle about that just ahead here on Moody Radio.
On-time traffic on Moody Radio.
Good morning. Just a couple of minor accidents out here as we watch it build.